as we speak, there are over 5,000 older people who are waiting on the home help care that they desperately need. That's increased by 10% from earlier this year. And we know that it's not just about the need to provide this care, but this has a knock-on impact in our emergency departments and our hospitals, where we cannot release people back into the community. One of the strengths of rural Ireland is that desire of families and communities to support people to stay in their family home if possible. So this is really unforgivable at this stage that we have these problems.
It has been rumbling on for a number of years now, and it does seem to centre on recruitment and getting the necessary staff to do the job. We know that the job itself can be challenging and traditionally has unsociable hours. So what meaningful incentives are Sinn Féin bringing to the table to tackle it?
Well, we have a range of proposals that are in the motion, but I suppose the key issue is that we need to address the pay and conditions of the workers in the sector. We need to show that we value the workers in this sector. We need to make sure that it's a sector that's properly regulated. And also, too much now has been handed over to the private sector. I think it's about €400 million a year we're handing to the private sector for this care, rather than have it within as much as possible within the public sector, pay people properly, regulate it properly, have the necessary skills and training on an ongoing basis. So these are key to building up the sector.